I don't know how it started, I suppose it was about the 10th grade. I'd never bought much music, I just listened to whatever was played. But there was classic rock there on the radio, and it was blowing my mind. And it was all the records no one wanted now, so they were easy to find. So I started getting LPs, they only cost a little, and these LPs were all the ones I needed from the 60s, with psychedelic art on all the great sleeves, much cooler and much cheaper than the CDs, and that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. There wasn't any internet, a lot of times you just took a shot. Pretty soon you figured out which records would be awesome or not. If the year was from the 60s, it was probably good bang for your buck. If the year was from the 80s, it was guaranteed to totally suck. I started learning about the LPs, and that's time education just cost low fees. $3 for this Dylan record, oh yes please. And the Cream and Rolling Stones and Arlo Guthrie's. A giant treasure trove was all for pennies, and that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. By 1994, I had completed all my Zeppelin and Floyd.
Zeppelin and Floyd.
I had all the early traffic, but their later stuff just made me annoyed.
Made me annoyed.
You realize that the radio just scratches at the top of the dirt.
Top of the dirt.
When $4 can buy you Crown of Creation with a lyric insert. So I had a lot of LPs. My friends were mostly clueless, it was just me. In an ocean of cheap vinyl like a black sea. I hardly had an income, but it was easy. An awesome world awaited with a cheap key. And some left in the garbage, they were just free. And that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. And then the 90s ended and I wasn't no teenager no more.
Teenager no more.
But I started getting shakes if I was passing any used record store.
Used record store.
I got the finger muscles you develop when you flip through a stack. Crate digging for the cheap and obscure, and there was no turning back. A total junkie for the LPs, and nothing in the world was gonna help me. See me quit no sooner than see hell freeze. And there was nothing like the thrill of getting lucky. I'd be buying 5 sheets to the breeze, 'cause the world was still awash in LPs. And I still had the disease for LPs. Nowadays, that stuff is so expensive, I don't bother to try. Everything's reissued, and plus everything is priced really high. The field is overcrowded, it's impossible to get a good fix. So I walk right past the records, and I flip through all the used compact discs. Yeah, nowadays it's mostly CDs. No one wants to keep them, so there's plenty. Folk and punk and private press and rap and indie. Bonus tracks and liner notes are just empty. As long as I can still make a good discovery, I've still got that music hunger disease. That disease that I got from LPs. When they were dirt cheap in the 1990s. Whatever people don't want, that's the time to get it. Take a chance on something, it might blow your mind. And if it's cheap, there's less chance you'll regret it. Though I'm drowning in my stacks because of all the stupid albums I used to try. Nowadays, looking back, I just regret the ones I didn't buy.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 498. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Jeffrey Lewis. The song is called LPs, and it's on the new album Bad Wiring, which came out November 1st on Don Giovanni Records. Are you old enough to remember when LPs were cheap and CDs were expensive? Yeah, me too. But I'm not really picky. You know, whatever gets the music in my hand, as long as it's physical media, I'm happy. Sometimes, well, it's even about the tunes, and it really doesn't matter what sort of media it's on. And that's kind of the case with the next release. It is by Jeff and Laura. That's Jeff Rosenstock and Laura Stevenson. And it's a cover of Neil Young's After the Gold Rush.
Well, I dreamed I saw the nights in armor come and say something about a queen. There were
goodness. That was Juliana Hatfield with the song Landlord. You can pick that up on her Juliana Hatfield Sings the Police album. Came out November 15th on American Laundromat Record. How is it? Well, I don't know. It sounds a lot like Police songs, so whether that's good or bad for you, I don't know. I don't like it as well as her Olivia Newton-John tribute, but that song there, I really enjoy. Written by Sting and Stuart Copeland in 77, before Andy Sumner's even joined the band. Released as a B-side, I think, to Don't Stand So Close to Me. But yeah, I'm a big fan of that one. That one's a rocker. Before that, we heard from Jeff and Laura with the track After the Gold Rush. That is on an EP, digital only, called Still Young, released by Quote Unquote Records November 12th. It is all Neil Young covers. Just four songs, that one being my favorite, because, well, it's my favorite of the songs they do. And I don't know, it's kind of nice, that weird. It just feels a lot different than the original. But boy, it still shines through. What a melody in that song. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. Anyway, more music. This is a track by Max Seal. It's called Irving. Thank you. plan comes together. Three songs there with something in common. We started with Max Sale with the track Irving. That's on the new album Super Enthusiast. Came out November 8 on 6131 Records. That band based out of Long Island, New York. Kind of lots of things there. There's mathy elements, there's emo elements, and I don't know, just straight up pop elements in there in some places. It's a good listen. After that, we heard from Mess from Kansas City, Missouri. The song is called Cave, and that's on the Learning How to Talk album that came out this spring, March. They put that out themselves, I believe. Currently touring, always touring, that band on the road, and very good at it. And then we heard from Snail Mail from Baltimore, Maryland. That is the project of Lindsay Jordan. The song I played was called Static Buzz, and it's on the EP Habit. That maybe is a long EP. I'm not sure how you count things. Came out June of this year on Matador Records. All three very solid releases there. Anyway, we're about out of time, so I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 498. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up here. December 7th, the Hooligan Holiday is happening at the Record Bar. On the 10th, the Mestheics at Record Bar. On the 20th, Radke is playing at the Record Bar, or New Rhythm is playing at the Brick. On the 28th, Shwervon is playing at the Brick. It's been a long time since I saw that band. Looking into January, William Elliott Wetmore coming along, and I don't know, lots of things, but we'll see which ones you make it to, and let me know about that. Lots of things have popped up on the website, by the way. There's photos and videos and my account of that Mess handout, Salt Creek, Kill Vargas show that happened, a few weeks ago at Rhino, as well as photos and videos of the Via Luna, Jorge Arena Trio, and Tall Boys show, also at the Rhino. And I think the photos and video of the various Apocalypse Meow shows actually have popped up on the website since we last talked. Yeah, I'm taking a few weeks off. Holidays will do that to you. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap things up here. I got one track left here. It's a track by a band called Mona, who's based out of Perth, Australia. I know nothing other than this track just really, this album really called to me, and it seemed like a good thing to listen to for the mood at the time, and that's why you buy music, right? The track I'm going to play is called Dracula. It's on the album In the Allure. This came out November 4th on Mysteria Maxima Music. It's a gothy thing. Reminds me a little bit of Dead Can Dance at some points, but it's got a big kind of L.A., I don't know, Jane's Addiction, maybe even Tragic Mulatto. I don't know. There's lots of things happening in here, and it's big at times, and it's dark at times, and maybe you'll enjoy it. Maybe it is what you need to hear right now. So thank you very much for listening. We'll end it here. We'll talk again next week.
She was a dancer.